It's being called in broadcast circles the prank to end all pranks.
Is it?
Only four people know about it.
The greatest, most well-planned and executed prank in the history of the ticket was done within an hour. It's been within an hour. So we're bringing you instant coverage of this prank.
It was some 25 minutes ago.
We've never seen a greater prank in...
It's not that great a prank.
It's pretty good.
There have been much more intricate pranks, funnier pranks.
I don't know. I've never seen Alexis laugh so hard.
Yeah, I can't believe she's turned on me.
She loved it more than anybody.
I'm not talking to her anymore either.
So this is what happened. This happened during last commercial break?
Yeah, right before Robert Lucetich. Yeah.
Right.
And somehow after this prank, I had to go on and professionally broadcast. After all, my heart almost stopped.
Yeah, a lot of P1s have been emailing me and Twittering. Boy, George seemed really rattled in that last segment. What happened? Well, here's the explanation. So while we were in commercial break, we were hanging around the studio, and I noticed that there's one loose panel of sound insulation up here.
Now, wait a minute. Something for a studio that hasn't been installed yet?
Okay, calm it down.
Jeez.
Calm it down.
That's right, we just moved in.
That's the management siren going off.
Actually. When did we move in? Last week?
No, it was January.
Beginning of the year. January. Don't worry about it.
Huh.
So, to describe the studio, we're in this big room that's probably about 15 feet by 30 feet.
Hang on, let me turn on the TV over here. Hold on.
No, they don't work yet.
No, they're not hooked up.
They're not hooked up to power.
They were put
source.
On the wall 3 months ago, but they don't work.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, Gordon. Go ahead.
Stop it. So, along this wall, every 3 feet or so, there's a huge rectangle of sound insulation. And it's basically about 3 inches thick, about, I don't know, 7 feet tall by 2.5 feet. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I know.
So there's one loose panel that's hanging out over by the TVs, and I'm assuming they removed it where they could put those TVs up there, but it's propped up in the corner. So I thought, wow, this is a great, you know, as a hunter, I have a hunter's instinct, and I have an instinct for being able to camouflage myself. I'm known as being the invisible broadcaster. I can conceal myself anywhere. So I noticed this loose panel of sound insulation. So I steal myself away behind it.
So sorry.
Well, Craig is the only one that's in the room at the time. And then Alexis comes in and we start looking at this and I start hiding behind it saying, you think I could fool George if I stood behind this thing? And creeped up on him as a piece of insulation dances up behind George. Well, he noticed this.
Well, at that point, when I sit down, I put my back to it. So, yeah, you could, as long as you were quiet, you could definitely sneak up on me.
And don't think my hunter's mind did not figure that all out and do these calculations. So I get behind it. George comes in after fixing himself some oatmeal from Metafast, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So you sit down, and I start my slow approach. I'm still hunting Giorgio, and I approach up behind him.
All right, now at this point, I have endorsed the prank, but at this point I am now regretting endorsing the prank because I forgot who we're dealing with.
Violent George?
Yeah, no, you.
Oh.
I thought, well, yeah, and Violent George, but I thought...
Because of both of the people involved in the prank.
I thought you were just
you
going
knew you
to...
You had a lethal cocktail on your hand.
I thought you were just going to be hiding behind the partition.
Like, hands.
See where the partition is now, George?
Yeah, in the corner?
Yeah, I thought he'd just be kind of over there, and then as you were walking toward him, that he'd go, boo. But then once George sat down and started to feed himself, and then I saw...
Lovingly.
And then I saw Gordo getting really close to him, I thought, this is not going to end well.
Yeah, I'm in here watching this through the window, seeing this panel starting to move.
Why didn't
slowly.
You use the intercom? Oh, wait. I couldn't have heard it.
That's right. Why is he... It seems
well, I was just thinking of different ways.
Away from me and towards engineering now.
I was just thinking of different ways I could have been warned, but I forgot. There's no possible way you could talk to me.
They haven't hooked up the prank alert system up here. So I ease up behind Giorgio. Now, I can't see you because I'm behind this panel.
You can't see through that insulation?
No. No, I can't, Giorgio. Not even with my skills can I do that. So I don't see that you have a big old hunk of something on the end of a spoon that's entering your loving and waiting mouth, ready to accept this large member in your mouth. member of the cutlery community, this spoon. So I come up behind you, and I look around, and I just see the back of your head, and I think, well, I don't have any sound-making device on me other than my throat. This gift.
So he turned around, bent over, and did that.
This gift of a golden larynx that I've been given, that is the tool which I choose to prank you.
Mm.
And I scream bloody murder.
Boy, but it was such a scream. You know what I thought it was? I thought it was a siren. It didn't sound like a scream. It sounded like
amazing?
My range is amazing. And then about 5 seconds into it, I realized, because I heard some prattling of your feet or something, I realized it was you.
And so what happened? Craig, you're going to have to take over here with the eyewitness account. What happened when the scream happens, and what happened to Giorgio's face and the spoon of gruel that he's eating?
The look on Giorgio's face was really funny, because he looked he almost smiled. He looked happy and pleasantly surprised for about...
having fun here,
yeah,
now.
Like about half a second. Okay. He looked like a big kid where he got big eyes and a big smile.
I thought it was an alarm going off.
But it was one of confusion, you know? He was like a really happy, confused kid. You could see that it was dawning, okay, this is Gordon, this is a prank, and then the happy kid...
The shadow came over his face.
...turned to an angry bear. You had poked a bear with a stick.
And you really got violent.
You two problems.
I mean, like, I didn't care about human resources.
Whatever. Yeah, on your account, because it was not the fact that it was... If it were, like Junior said, just been a boo, okay, great, you got me. The scream was so loud, it made my ears ring. It was so flippin' loud.
Boy, it was.
Once again.
And that's where the sorriness entered.
It's not sorriness.
And what if I choked on the oatmeal? What if I just keeled over and died? Still a funny prank, or is it taking it to another level for you?
You said you wished you had died. That would be an odd way to combat me.
That's how far I will go just to get back at you, yes.
Okay, I'm now tweeting a picture of the setup of Giorgio and the attacking panel that came up and attacked him from behind. It didn't touch you. I didn't do anything. I never physically came in contact with you. That's going to help me out with human resources.
It wasn't just a horn honking or just a boo or something like that. It was a shriek that was so unnatural that it couldn't possibly come from a human.
And it was six inches from your ear.
That was the other thing. It was so close to my ear.
You're deaf. You don't hear that. You can't hear that. You crack
That's
your
what
headphones.
I was sorry about it. Not that loud.
And you play in with the bird dogs, and I guarantee you don't put any ear protection in.
Not yet.
See there?
I guarantee you, I've never had a monitor that loud. There's no way.
So I scream, your frown turns upside down, you throw down your Metafast, and you attacked my person.
Yes. No, I tried to scare you. I tried to think... Hey,
how is that going to scare me?
Because I was thinking that you may think that I may kill you.
And this is the part of it that we all enjoyed. When he bull rushed you and you were holding the big piece of styrofoam.
He's cowering against the wall.
To protect you. George,
like a little girl.
Into the corner.
What do you mean like a girl? I was fending off the attack with my shield. I had a charging brown bear.
And I checked him into the boards a couple times. I said, there, is that scary? Does that scare you?
It was such a... That was the most unprofessional radio scene that I had ever witnessed.
Yes. Hey, we've had plenty of other charging of the great Gordos up here.
Brought back Mayoro.
Yeah, he's been smited, he's been charged, he's been wrestled, he's been kicked,
and while he's
hit with an umbrella.
Into the wall, he's letting go with gas and everything.
I did not. That's a lie.
His body's never had this kind of exertion.
That's a lie. I didn't
but
do
it was
that.
Violent. It was a violent attack on me, and you made it physical, and I think that puts you in the wrong.
Good. You're not going to beat your ass.
No, I think the company is going to side with me on
no,
this.
No, they won't.
Yes, they
because
are.
Because I can... This is the time where I can bring up all these other incidents, and you talk
they
about...
They will not allow them into evidence.
Bull.
They will consider it irrelevant.
Yes, they will.
They want to focus on this attack, and this attack was on me.
And this attack was...
I came up behind you and playfully...
The same as all the other Gordo
I
attacks.
I playfully alerted you to my presence.
He pokes someone with a stick and then ducks.
I think you're wrong.
Well, I have some additional medical information on this attack that you visited upon me.
Upon your person?
Upon my person.
Now he's complaining that he has insulation embedded into the arm.
I do. He's going to be one of those guys that shows up in the courtroom with the neck brace on.
I'm about to get a neck brace. As soon as I can get off the air here, I'm getting a neck brace.
Hey, that's fine. In the court, I'll drop a briefcase proving that it's not hurting your neck.
No, that's the Brady Bunch plot point. No, that's not going to happen. Not only do I have, I think, neck trauma, but I think I've now developed mesothelioma from the inhalation of this fiberglass.
I hope so. I hope you have very much.
Well, speaking of the fiberglass, as you're pushing this panel into me, and you didn't have the common human decency to turn it around where the fabric is facing me as opposed to the...
I didn't know it was on the other side of it. I thought it was just a piece of fabric.
No, it's board insulation back behind it. And look how red my forearm is, and I had to go...
Sometimes pranks misfire.
I had to go douche my arm to try to get some of these...
Appropriate.
...these fibers off of it, and still I can feel they're all embedded in my skin. So you owe me an apology.
I don't owe you an apology for anything.
And you know what? If you don't give me an apology, I just may have to take this to the courts.
Please do. Oh, please, let's go to court. That way we can put all this evidence out there, even if it's not...
$5,000 in an apology, and I'm settling out of court right now. Or do you want to take your chances? Yes.
You know what,
take your chances with a jewel?
Deal. I'll take $5,000.
Whoa.
With what?
Whoa.
With a jury.
I don't think that's what you said.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'll take $5,000 for the ear damage, sure.
No. You owe me $5,000, and I want a public, heartfelt apology.
I'm not apologizing to you.
Or you will have your ass handed to you in court.
No, I'm not doing that. It's just like the YouTube video of the guy who... dresses up as the scarecrow and tries to scare that guy, and he gets punched, whopped upside the head. That's the same thing.
God, that's a funny video.
I mean, what if I just turned around and just taken a swing at you, just out of reflex?
I was well protected.
The bottom line
is, hunter's mind had thought that out.
You each could have killed each other this morning. Gordon, you could have given George a heart attack by scaring him. And George, you could have easily turned around and punched him in the nose and killed him.
Oh, he couldn't have done that.
I could kill him with my bare hands. Believe me, I could, and I will
whatever.
Someday.
You both cheated death, and we averted tragedy somehow. That's ticket magic again, I guess, that you're both still alive.
So sorry. And I don't think it's a problem if you're just doing the scare, but the scream in the ear is what put it over the top for sorriness. I hope that insulation burns your arms for days. Just for that.
See, now to my ear, that doesn't sound like a Christian thing to say.
It's probably not.
All right, so are you going to apologize to me? At least off the air. If you don't want to do it on the air because it's
you
like...
You owe me an apology
for
screaming.
My whole image is real macho on the air, so I just wanted to get you alone. And
yeah, I talk like that.
Yeah, you do. Off the air, you do. So if you want to do it off the air, fine. But I do expect at least $5,000. If you want to
expect
that,
at least $5,000.
Kind of hope you guys go to court, so that gives us a lot of content to talk about on the show, and we could broadcast from the Lou Sterrett Center.
I don't think that's where civil trials happen.
No.
All right, should we appeal to Judge Junior? What does he rule?
It was
not a commensurate
response.
Either
way, he can't win on this one.
I mean, look, I'm like physically injured here.
I am going to...
I'm in a neck brace as soon as I get one.
There's no doubt the reaction was violent, but the what initiated the whole thing was you, Gordo, and it was really violent too.
But I was acting as an agent of you and Alexis. So I didn't want to do it. I didn't want
to
do it.
I'm going to usually in the NFL.
I'm gonna go hit him again.
In the NFL, it's the guy who retaliates that gets caught and penalized. In this case, I'm not going to be an NFL ref. I'm going to be a parent. And don't they usually blame whoever started it?
He started it. And he did start it.
So, Gordo, you
started
it.
No, I'm not asking you to parent this. I'm asking you to ref this situation. What would you do if you were a ref in this situation?
I'd send you both to the penalty box for 5 minutes.
He physically attacked me.
He screamed in my ear so loud and
alerted him to my presence.
He could have choked me.
Why is your heart always on the brink of cardiac arrest?
Anybody's is.
In fact, I'm sending you to the penalty box for 30 minutes, the next 30 minutes of the show.
All right.
Finally, it will become the Craig Miller Show, what it probably should have
always been. Okay, so both of us don't have to broadcast for the rest of the show. No, that's our punishment.
No, please stay. I can't do 30 minutes by myself.
All right, the prank to end all pranks.
Well, you are a jerk.
No,
you are
a jerk. No, you are a jerk. You are a jerk.
I don't appreciate it.
All right, that was an exciting, gorgeous.